dearly beloved, bereaved family, dear Sister Bach, children and grandchildren. On such an occasion, we would like to follow the example of the friends of Job, to sit down with you in silence and share your deep sorrow. Never in my ministry have I been better equipped to enter into your sorrow than today, my first funeral after the parting of my dear wife. So we do want to express our heartfelt sympathy. We deeply enter into your sorrow. May the God of comfort strengthen you, comfort you, and establish you. It seems a coincidence, but we know it's in the providence of God, that just a week ago today, at the same time, at 10 o'clock, my dearly beloved was buried. And it was on that occasion that Brother Henry Voth, in his own unique way, shook my hand, the hand of condolence. And he's supposed to have said later on that he wished that he could have a funeral similar to the one that he saw at the funeral of my departed wife. Little had we realized that his wish would so soon be reality. Now, in my short experience as a widower now, I have experienced that there come times of remembrance of failures in our married life, a remembrance of our sins in our marriage relationship. And our great need on such occasion is for forgiveness. And we're so grateful that my God shall supply all your need as far as forgiveness is concerned. Then too, we need to have that spirit of forgiveness toward others. I have experienced that in my short term now after the departure of my wife. That Satan will try to bring to our remembrance things in which the dearly departed had been wrong by word or deed. And we need to be very careful lest there come a spirit of bitterness, a spirit of grudging. We need to have a forgiving heart. All that anyone at any time has ever done to your dearly departed husband or father, let it be forgiven. You assume the attitude of forgiveness. I've had many positive advice. In fact, I've asked people who have been in similar circumstances, just how do you go about it? How do you handle loneliness? How do you overcome your sorrow? I've received some good, positive answers. One is, bury yourself in work, and that I want to do, and that I have already done, and it's a wonderful therapy. Keep on working for the Lord. Keep up your friendship and fellowship with the brethren. I met a brother in the old folks' home yesterday, and I said to him, he's lost his wife years ago, I said, brother, have you found some friends in the old folks' home? No, he said, I don't need any. I live all by myself. Poor brother, we need the brethren. We need the friends. This is therapy in our sorrow, in our loneliness. But then I have found that even these answers fail. I go into the garden, and every flower in the garden reminds me of her. I go through the house and everything in the house reminds me of her. And the sorrow comes in like a flood. And I have found that the ultimate source of comfort is not in work, is not in the brethren, friends, it is in Christ. In Christ.